This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is directing the 50 states as well as territories and tribal governments to make all adults eligible for the coronavirus vaccine by the start of May and get the country back closer to normal by the 4th of July. In his first primetime address to the nation Thursday evening, Biden said he would deploy more active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people, such as medical students, to deliver shots. The president warned that we may have to reinstate restrictions, his words, if Americans fail to commit to stay vigilant, socializing, and social distancing, and other precautions to help stem the virus. Biden said this is not the time to let up. On Thursday, Biden signed into law the American Rescue Plan Act, which provides many citizens up to $1,400 in direct payments and extends $300 weekly emergency unemployment benefits into early September. The legislation also provides aid to state governments. Hospitals in Brazil's main cities are reaching capacity, according to health officials, as the country recorded the world's highest COVID-19 death toll over the past week, triggering tighter restrictions on Thursday in its most populous state. In the past 7 days, Brazil has averaged more than 1,600 deaths per day, ahead of some 1,400 here in the U.S., where the outbreak has ebbed. President Jair Bolsonaro attacked governors for their lockdowns again Thursday, including São Paulo state's move to ban soccer matches. For more news, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Myanmar's military junta accused deposed de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi of accepting more than $500,000 in bribes as another day of coup protests Thursday resulted in more deaths among the demonstrators. Suu Kyi is already facing 4 criminal charges of illegally possessing 6 unregistered walkie-talkie radios, operating communications equipment without a license, violating COVID-19 protocols by holding public gatherings, and attempting to incite public unrest. Myanmar's military regime is coming under growing criticism from the international community for its violent actions against anti-coup demonstrators. Myanmar has been plagued by nonstop chaos since February 1st, when the military detained Suu Kyi and other officials. Military officials have claimed widespread fraud in last November's general election, which the National League of Democracy Party won in a landslide as justification for the takeover. The fraud allegations have been denied by Myanmar's Electoral Commission. The New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, facing growing calls for him to resign from a majority of the state lawmakers, while police in the capital city of Albany might launch an investigation into an allegation of sexual contact. 5 women made claims of inappropriate behavior against Governor Andrew Cuomo, but the 6th and 8th says she was groped last year. Cuomo denies touching anyone, but his acting counsel says she reported the groping allegation to Albany police as a matter of state policy. At least 121 members of the state assembly and Senate, more than half, according to the Associated Press tally, have said Cuomo can no longer govern and should quit office now. A convicted Honduran drug dealer, a trafficker that is, and former leader of a cartel testified in the federal court here in the U.S. that he paid now President Juan Orlando Hernandez $250,000 for protection from arrest back in 2012. The president has repeatedly denied allegations, saying traffickers are lying to protect themselves. And jury selection resuming Thursday, or rather Friday, for the 3rd day for the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, as his attorneys grapple with the challenges of seating an impartial jury in the case in which he's accused of the death of George Floyd. Via remote, this is VOA News.